ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 1, Questions by Vidura, Text 23. Annani,
Annani
Cheha,
Cheha
Dvija,
Dvija
Deva,
Deva
Devai,
Devai
Kritani,
Kritani
Nanayatanani,
Nanayatanani
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 Vishnaha
Vishnaha
Pratyanga
Pratyanga
Mukhyankita
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 Mandirani
Mandirani
Jad Darshanat
Krishnam
Anusmaranti
Anusmaranti
Anyani Cheha Dija Deva Devai
Anyani Cheha Dija Deva Devai
Kritani Nanayatanani Vishnu
Kritani Nanayatanani Vishnu
Pratyanga Mukhyankita Mandirani
Pratyanga Mukhyankita Mandirani
Jat Darshanat Krishnam Manusmaranti
Jat Darshanat Krishnam Manusmaranti
Annani Cheha Dija Deva Devai
Annani Cheha Dija Deva Devai
Kritani Nanayatanani Vishnu
Kritani Nanayatanani Vishnu
Pratyanga Mukhyam Kita Mandirani
Pratyanga Mukhyam Kita Mandirani
Jat Darshanat Krishnam Manusmaranti
Jat Darshanat Krishnam Manusmaranti
Annani Cheha Dija Deva Devai
Annani Cheha Dija Deva Devai
Kritani Nanayatanani Vishnu
Kritani Nanayatanani Vishnu
Pratyanga Mukhyankita Mandirani
Pratyanga Mukhyankita Mandirani
Jat Darshanat Krishnam Anusmaranti
Jat Darshanat Krishnam Anusmaranti
Jeeva
Annani Jeeva
प्रत्यङ्गमुखानि
Annani,
others,
cha, also,
iha,
here,
dvijadeva,
by the great sages,
devai,
and the demigods,
kritani,
established by,
nana,
various,
ayatanani,
various forms,
Vishnu,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
prati,
each and every,
anga,
part,
mukhya,
the chief,
ankita,
marked,
mandirani,
temples,
yat,
which,
darshanat,
by seeing from a distance,
Krishnam,
the original personality of Godhead,
anusmaranti,
constantly remembers. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. There were also many other temples of various forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, established by great sages and demigods. These temples were marked with chief emblems of the Lord, and they remained one, and they reminded one always of the original personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So, please repeat after me. There were also many other temples of various forms of the Supreme.
What's that?
Okay, of various forms
of
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Vishnu,
established by great sages
and demigods.
These temples were marked
with the chief emblems of the Lord,
and they reminded
one
always of the original personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Human society is divided into four social orders of life and four spiritual divisions, applying to each and every individual person. This system is called Varnashram Dharma and has already been discussed in many places in this great literature. The sages or persons who completely devoted themselves to the spiritual upliftment of the entire human society were known as Dijadeva, the best among the twice born. The denizens of superior planets from the moon planet and upwards were known as Devas. Both the Dijadevas and the Devas always established temples of Lord Vishnu in his various forms, such as Govinda, Madhusudana, Nrisingha, Madhava, Keshava, Narayana, Padmanabha, Parthasarathi, and many others. The Lord expands Himself in innumerable forms, but all of them are non-different from one another. Lord Vishnu has four hands, and each hand holds a particular item, either a conch shell, wheel, club, or lotus flower. Of these four emblems, the chakra or wheel is the chief. Lord Krishna, being the original Vishnu form, has only one emblem, namely the wheel, and therefore He is sometimes called the chakri. The Lord's chakra is the symbol of the power by which the Lord controls the whole manifestation. The tops of Vishnu temples are marked with the symbol of the wheel, so that people may have the chance to see the symbol from a very long distance and at once remember Lord Krishna. The purpose of building very high temples is to give people a chance to see them from a distant place. This system is carried on in India whenever a new temple is constructed, and it appears that it is coming down from a time before recorded history. The foolish propaganda by atheists that the temples were constructed only in later days is refuted here, because Vidura visited those temples at least 5,000 years ago, and the temples of Vishnu were in existence long, long before Vidura visited them. The great sages and demigods never established statues of men or demigods, but they established temples of Vishnu for the benefit of common man, to raise them to the platform of God consciousness. Annani cheha dvija deva devai kritani nana yatanani Vishnu pratanga mukhankita mandirani jat darshanat Krishnam anusmaranti. There were also many other temples of various forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, established by great sages and demigods. These temples were marked with the chief emblems of the Lord, and they reminded one always of the original personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So, Vidura's pilgrimage is being described. Vidura left the palace of the Kuru dynasty, and he was traveling. He left home and he was traveling the places of pilgrimage. So here we can see what is the purpose of going out on pilgrimage. The purpose of going out on pilgrimage is to visit the places where the temples of the Lord are located. And when one visits those temples of the Lord, one is Jat Darshanat Krishnam Anusmaranti. When one sees Krishna in the temple, Krishna's form, then Krishnam Anusmaranti. One remembers Krishna. One's Krishna consciousness is awakened. So, and it has been pointed out that those temples have been established by Dvija Devas and Deva. There are two categories, Dvija Deva. Dvija Deva, Dvija means twice born, and Deva, the demigod among the twice born and the demigods. Those who are twice born, they are known as the Brahmanas. And among the Brahmanas, he becomes even more exalted when he becomes a Vaishnava, or he becomes a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this respect, Prabhupada pointed out that it is important for the civilized human being to become situated in the Varnashrama structure. Varnashram structure is a structure that divides the human society in four classes of people. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. So these are the general divisions. Those who are in the mode of goodness, they are Brahmanas. Those who are in the mixed mode of goodness and passion, they are Kshatriyas. Those who are in the mode of passion, they are Kshatriyas. There can also be some mixture because no mode in this material nature is pure. In the material nature, none of these three modes are pure. There is always some mixture. No one is completely in the mode of goodness. He has some tinge of passion and ignorance in the material nature. When one is in the pure mode of goodness, then he is not in the material nature anymore. He is in the spiritual nature. When one transcends the material nature and comes to a spiritual platform, spiritual nature, then only he becomes situated in pure goodness. Otherwise, there is no pure goodness in this material nature. It's only mixed goodness, mishra sattva, not shuddha sattva or vishuddha sattva. Now, the mode of passion is also mixed. Some may be predominantly dominated by the mode of passion, but there would be some tinge of mode of goodness or mode of ignorance. And then there are those who are very prominently in the mixed mode of passion and ignorance. There, the Vaishyas, and those who are in ignorance, there, Shudras. But then again, in the material nature, we don't find pure ignorance also. The pure ignorance is, again, Andhata Mishra. One who is completely in mode of ignorance, and he is unconscious. So when one is conscious, generally they are affected by these three modes, and there is some influence of some mode is prominent, more prominent than the other modes, and accordingly his varna is decided. And accordingly the society has been divided into four classes: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. And unfortunately, that understanding is completely gone. In India, this Varnashram system has become degenerated into caste system. That is, originally, this Varnashram is decided according to one's modes. Guna karma vibhagasa. But in India, what has become now? It has become a caste system. That is, if somebody is born in a Brahmana family, then he is considered to be a Brahmana. Somebody is born in a Kshatriya family, he is considered to be a Kshatriya. He doesn't have any quality of a Kshatriya. He looks like a skeleton. And he is more coward than the worst coward in the world, but he says, I am a Kshatriya. But when one is affected by the modes, then his natures naturally develop. What is a Kshatriya? Kshatriya's stature will be like that. He'll be tall, he'll be very big, his shoulder will be very broad. His stomach will be lean, thin waist, broad chest, and his movement will be regal, and his nature will be like a lion. Because among the animals, lion is the animal that is affected by the mode of passion. And the quality will be, he's not afraid of death. He loves to fight. He would love to fight. And he would be very noble. And he will not be afraid of death. Rather, he will consider that if I die in a fight, that's the ultimate goal of my life. That's the ultimate perfection of my existence. And the Kshatriya's family would be very proud. Yes, my father died in the battlefield. A Kshatriya would hate to die on bed in ripe old age. And if you die in a bed, then he would die in a bed of arrows, like Bhishma. That is a Kshatriya. Not only his physical feature, not only his mentality, not only his physical feature, but his mentality also will be depicting the influence of the mood. Like the animals, we notice, there are some animals, those who are affected by the mood of goodness. Who are those animals that are affected by the mood of goodness?
Cows.
And look at the nature of a cow. Do you find a cow jumping around? No. The cow is very peaceful. And it just stays, hardly takes anything and it benefits everybody. That's a brahmana. That's a person in the mode of goodness. He would not eat anything. He would not take anything. A cow, what does the cow take? He takes only little grass. And what does the cow give? It gives the milk, the most valuable food. But then there are other animals, those who are in the mode of passion, and among them, the most noticeable, the most well-known is lion. But there are other animals also, those who are in the mode of passion. Another animal in the mode of passion is a horse. And there are some animals, those who are in the mixed mode of passion and ignorance, like a jackal or wolf. And there are some animals that are in the mode of ignorance, like a dog. So, now that we see that so many people are becoming so fond of dogs, means that they have become in the mode of ignorance. That's an indication. Therefore they appreciate what is in the mode of ignorance. They're fond of the dogs. But we can see what a Kshatriya will be fond of. What a Kshatriya is fond of generally? He's fond of his horse. He's fond of his horse. And if you'd like to fight with a lion, and the brahmanas would keep the cows, they would be fond of the cows. Of course, the vaishyas, who for the sake of the brahmanas would take care of the cows. That's the the natural tendency. When the vaishyas are affected by the mode of goodness, then they will take care of the cows. When the Vaishyas are affected by the mode of ignorance, or the Shudras, what they will do, or the Chandalas, who are actually the classic example of mode of ignorance. Not just the Shudras. Shudras have some goodness in them. The Chandalas. And what is their occupation? Their occupation is to burn dead bodies. It's a very dirty occupation. From morning till night to burn dead bodies. Can you imagine what kind of consciousness they must be in? And they are the ones, those who would normally keep dogs. But now we see people living in big houses, dressed up very nicely, and going out in a morning walk with a dog. And not only that, what do they do? You know, in America or Europe, what is the rule? If the dog passes tool, then you have to clean it up. And they do that. They carry a bag and they carry a scoop. And when the master passes to, the servant cleans them up. So that is what is happening to today's human civilization. It's not a human civilization anymore. It is an inhuman civilization. It's not a civilized civilization. It's not a... instead of calling a human civilization, inhuman human civilization, I would rather say animalistic culture. The human beings are not really human beings anymore. They are becoming like animals. It may not sound very nice, but the thing is, that's the reality. Human beings won't behave like this. Human beings don't behave like this. Human life has an objective. Athato brahma jigyasa. The human life begins with the spiritual culture. In the Vedic culture, it has been pointed out that one may look like a human being, but unless and until this brahma jigyasa begins, he is not to be considered as a human being. That's why athato brahma jigyasa. Now that you got the human form of life, come to the human form. Come to the human standard. That Brahma Jigyasa. Inquire about the spiritual reality. Who are you? Who am I? That's the beginning. Otherwise they may be riding on big cars, dressed up in a very nice way, living in big houses. But what is the standard of their life? The standard of their life is Ahara Nidra Bhaya Maithunancha. And samana netad pashubhi samana. These are the characteristics of an animal. The animal life, let's consider that. What is the goal of an animal life? What does an animal want? Vedic scriptures are very clearly indicating that. Ahar, nidra, bhai, maithun. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Now just consider, what is the goal of human beings of today? Let's take a neutral observation. What is the goal of today's human being? If we ask a man from the road, it may look very nice, but if we ask him, sir, what is the goal of your life? What do you want out of your existence? I don't know whether he'll be able to understand or reply, but if we make an observation, then what do we find? That man, whatever he is doing is just to eat, just to make arrangements for his food or the food for his family. Ahara, nidra, sleep, make some arrangement. Nice house, but what is the purpose of that nice house? Come and fall asleep. Most of the people, those who are working, how many hours, Vas, how many hours you stay at home? Kitna baje, kitna ghanta ghar mein rehte ho? 8 ghanta. Kitna baje se kitne baje tak? रात को आते हो और तो जब आते हो कितना घंटा जाग के रहते हो और कितने बजे सोते हो? डेढ़ बजे, दस बजे, दस बजे। अच्छा, ऐसे मत, मेरा कहने का मतलब मैं ये बता रहा हूँ कि आदमी घर में क्यों रहते हैं? खाने के लिए सोना, खाने के लिए तो भी नहीं, ज्यादा समय खाना गोविंद में मिलता है, गोविंद में आ जाते हैं और घर जाते हैं क्यों? सोने के लिए। मतलब घर जो बनाते हैं इतना तकलीफ उठा के घर बनाते हैं, बल्कि क्यों? सोने के लिए। तो खाना सोना आहार निद्रा भय आत्मरक्षा करना या जैसे रुपए कमाते हैं एक लाइफ इंश्योरेंस बना लेते हैं ताकि अगर कुछ हो जाए तो ठीक है चलो ये रहेगा मेडिकल ट्रीटमेंट मिल जाएगा और अगर देहांत हो गए हैं तो घर वाले के लिए कुछ पैसा मिल जाएगा और नहीं तो रात को चोर आ सकता है तो बहुत अच्छा से और कोई देशों में ऐसा होता है कि सिक्योरिटी सिस्टम बहुत जबरदस्त बनाते हैं वहां दे मेक वेरी नाइस अरेंजमेंट फॉर सिक्योरिटी सिस्टम क्योंकि नहीं तो डाकू आके सब बर्बाद कर देंगे कोई देश है जहां पुलिस लोग भी उसके सिक्योरिटी रखते हैं पुलिस को रक्षा करने वाला सिक्योरिटी सिस्टम रहता है जैसे साउथ अफ्रीका में वहां जो पुलिस है पुलिस को संभालने के लिए और एक वो सरकार का पुलिस नहीं वो पैसा देके सिक्योरिटी सिस्टम है सिक्योरिटी एजेंसी बोलते हैं सरकार का तो पुलिस है और मिलिट्री है मिलिट्री तो आभ्यंतरीण काम में ऐसे नहीं करते हैं साधारणतया बल्कि जो सिक्योरिटी एजेंसी बहुत है और वहां ऐसा होता है कि सारा एरिया सिक्योरिटी एजेंसी रहता है पूरा सुबह से शाम तक चौबीस घंटे दे गार्ड द एरिया विद कार्स एंड देयर ब्लॉक सुख क्यों भय से अपने आप को रक्षा कर आहार निद्रा भय मैथुन और बाकी समय मैथुन सेक्स लाइफ दैट इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग फॉर देयर एक्सिस्टेंस फॉर टूडेज वर्ल्ड दे आर थिंकिंग दैट सेक्स लाइफ इज एवरीथिंग बल्कि द क्वेश्चन इज दिस human form of life is this human existence now look let's go and see an animal let's look at an animal let's go to a forest and let's look at a rabbit or a squirrel what is the squirrel doing running around everywhere why just to in search of a little food And then when his stomach is empty, his stomach is full, he looks for a place to sit, lie down. He goes to his hole, falls asleep. Mr. Mickey Mouse. And then he hears some sound, just jumps up. What happened? Is anyone attacking? No, nothing to fear. Okay, falls asleep again. And the one thing nice about the animals, their sex life is controlled by nature. Only at some time of the year they develop this attraction for sex life. And that is also for procreation. An animal never goes to a nightclub. To see a naked dance. But the human beings have made this arrangement. Although in one hand human life has the biggest opportunity to go to transcend the material platform and come to the spiritual platform, the human life also has the biggest temptation. These two things are existing side by side. In one hand, there is opportunity to fulfill the human existence. But at the same time, there is the big temptation, the temptation of sex life. And that's why, in order to make spiritual progress, one has to conquer this temptation. And that's why there's so much importance on celibacy, so much importance on brahmacharya, so much importance in conquering sex desire. So this is the purpose of human life, and the Vedic culture is giving us the direction, the understanding why we must pursue this culture. When we read the Vedic culture, that's what we understand. When we study the Vedic scriptures, that's what we understand. Let's make full advantage, let's take full advantage of this opportunity. Now that we got this human form of life, let's transcend the animal platform. I'm not an animal anymore, I'm a human being. Let's conquer these animal propensities, let's overcome these animal propensities. Because if we don't, then we run the risk of going down to the animal platform again. Like in spite of getting the human form, if we don't take advantage and continue to behave like an animal, then next life what nature will say? Okay, since you are so fond of leading a life of an animal, living like an animal, get an animal body. Get an animal body. Nature is not inert. Nature is conscious. Nature is controlling us. Nature is directing us, and nature is rewarding us according to our mentality. If your mind is that of an animal, you get a body of an animal also. And one will get a body of an animal. Nice fat body of a pig. To behave like a pig. Have unlimited sex life. Have sex with your mother, sex with your sister, sex with... That's the pig. Why people think of pigs to be such a dirty animal? The people do not have any... Those who indiscriminately indulge in sex life, what generally they call... I don't know in India what they call, but in the West it's a very common term. What's the expression?
You're a pig.
Why? Because a pig will have sex with anybody. A pig will have sex with mother, sister, anybody. The pig doesn't have any discrimination. Now, if the question is this the purpose of human form of life? Did you get this human form just to lead the life of an animal? But unfortunately, that's what has happened to this world. They all have a very, very sophisticated facade. The front looks very sophisticated, very attractive. But underneath, the mentality is that of an animal. It may sound like, why Guru Maharaj is speaking like that, but I am speaking like this for you. At least you all take advantage. Now that you have come to Krishna consciousness, take full advantage of it and make your life successful. Don't become allured by the way the world is going. The world is going down. But at least you all have been saved by Srila Prabhupada's teachings. So remain saved. Because the danger is there. We are standing on the cliff. You know what is a cliff? Cliff is the mountain. When there's a sharp fall, that is called a cliff. And if you go out of that, when you are near the cliff, there is a possibility of just going down. You take one step there, You'll go down. And we are standing on the edge of a cliff. And Srila Prabhupada's teachings have saved us. At least gave us an understanding that we are standing at the edge of a cliff. And let's try to save ourselves. Turn around from that civilization. And that is not a civilization. I don't know why I'm using the expression civilization. This dangerous situation. It's not a civilization. Turn around from there and move in the opposite direction. The direction where that the Vedas are guiding us. It is not Prabhupada's concoction. Prabhupada is giving us the eternal wisdom, the age-old wisdom that has been, that has saved millions of people since time immemorial. Those who have accepted this path, their life has been successful. Their life has been completely fulfilled. And if we do that, then our life also will be successful. So let's take full advantage of that. Today I was thinking of reading part of Mahabharata, but it's become already 30, it's 40 past. So I'll stop now. If anybody has any question, can ask, yes.
Guru Maharaj, Golok Vrindavan Dham is the expansion of Vrindavan Dham. I want to know that what is the expansion of this materialistic body?
What's that?
What is the expansion of this materialistic body?
Expansion of this materialistic body. Hindi mein bolo.
इस भौतिक शरीर का विस्तार क्या
है? किसकी किसकी विचार से? भौतिक शरीर का विस्तार भौतिक शरीर का ही
वृंदावन धाम
वृंदावन के साथ भौतिक
जो है वो गोलोक वृंदावन धाम का एक्सपांशन है. आपने एक दिन कहा था भागवत क्लास में कि अगर आप यूएस एम्बेसी को देखना चाहते हैं तो देखिए दिल्ली में जाकर के उसका एक्सपांशन किस प्रकार से अमेरिका दिखता है.
बल्कि तुम्हारा सवाल ऐसा है कि अगर अमेरिका दिल्ली में अमेरिकन एम्बेसी है तो वो अमेरिका का एक्सपेंशन है. ये शरीर का पंचभौतिक शरीर का एक्सपेंशन किसकी संपर्क से गोलोक की संपर्क से तो किसकी संपर्क से? तो मैं समझा नहीं तुम्हारा प्रश्न क्या है. किसके संपर्क से है? गोलोक के संपर्क से वृंदावन है. हाँ. अमेरिकन का संपर्क से एम्बेसी है.
महाकालेश्वर महेश धाम से एक्सपांशन जिस प्रकार.
हाँ ठीक है. तो
शरीर का विस्तार क्या?
ये शरीर का विस्तार भौतिक जगत के जगत में तुम्हारा स्थिति. तुम आत्मा हो. भौतिक जगत में गिरने के कारण तुम्हारा ये शरीर मिला है. और ये शरीर भी दो प्रकार का है. एक है सूक्ष्म शरीर, एक है स्थूल शरीर. सूक्ष्म शरीर मन से बना हुआ है, मन बुद्धि अहंकार से. और ये स्थूल शरीर पंचभूत से बना है. इसके साथ गोलोक का कोई संपर्क नहीं है. उदाहरण के द्वारा समझना चाहते हो कि जैसे गोलोक का विस्तार है वृंदावन. और माया का विस्तार है इस जगत. और माया के चक्कर में पड़ने के कारण ये है तुम्हारा ये शरीर. और ये माया के कारण क्या सोच, माया के मतलब क्या होता है? माया में सोचते हो तुमको सुख मिलेगा, बल्कि क्या मिल रहा है? दुख मिल रहा है. बल्कि ये शरीर जो मिला है, ये शरीर को अगर तुम भगवान को सेवा में लगाओगे तब ये शरीर माया से मुक्त हो जाएगा. भगवान को सेवा में अगर इस शरीर को लगाओगे तब तुम्हारा जो आध्यात्मिक स्थिति जो है, आत्मिक स्थिति जो है, उस आत्मिक स्थिति में तुम पहुंच सकते हो. ये ऐसे देखना चाहिए गोलोक कब ठीक है गोलोक वृंदावन का प्रकाश है वृंदावन धाम इस भौतिक जगत में जो कृष्ण को वृंदावन अच्छा अब देखो ये वृंदावन धाम और कलकत्ता शहर और कलकत्ता तो तुम लोगों को पता नहीं है तो इंदौर शहर हाँ अच्छा वृंदावन और इंदौर में कुछ अंतर है
बहुत
वृंदावन और इंदौर में अंतर क्या है वृंदावन में कृष्ण मिलता है और इंदौर में क्या मिलता है
माया
तो माया का जो विस्तार है वो है ऐसे शहर अच्छा तो माया के माया में माया का मतलब क्या होता है जहां कृष्ण नहीं है वो है माया तो वैसे ही तुम चिन्मय आत्मा हो तुम जब भगवान के साथ रहते हो तब तुम वृंदावन में होगे जब तुम माया के साथ रहते हो तब तुम इंदौर में होगे तो ये तुम्हारा जो स्थिति ये इसके कारण है अपना मनभाव के कारण कृष्ण और माया तो जब तुम माया में होंगे तब तुम माया के द्वारा प्रभावित रहोगे तब तुम भौतिक जगत में यहां इंदौर में बल्कि जब तुम भगवान की शरण ले लोगे तब तुम और माया में नहीं रहोगे तुम वृंदावन तो ये है भौतिक शरीर का स्थिति ये हम ये शरीर के द्वारा हम दो कार्य कर सकते हैं या तो अपना अपने लिए सुख भोग या तो भगवान को सुख देने की प्रयास तो भगवान का जो सुख देने का जो प्रयास उसे क्या कहा जाता है उसे सेवा कहा जाता है तो और वो सेवा का नाम ही है भक्ति जब हम भगवान को सेवा करते हैं भगवान को सुख देने का प्रयास करते हैं जब हम भगवान को भक्ति करते हैं तब हम भगवान के साथ रहते हैं तब माया टूट जाती है और तब हम अपना आध्यात्मिक स्थिति में वृंदावन में विराज करते हैं ठीक है
That according to Bhagavatam of Prabhupada ji, in third canto, they give huge description about the incarnation of Vana Avatar. That in Swayambhu Kalpa for expel out of earth from sea, and the second one in Chakshush Kalpa for killing of Hiranyaksha. Then due to this concept, that how many kalpa will spend in this world?
How many kalpas? How many kalpas are there? Who remembers? In the day of Brahma, there are 72 kalpas. 71. Achha, 71 kalpa hota hai. Ek din, Brahma ke ek din mein. Brahma ek din, manu, oh achha na. Ek manu ka, ek manantar mein. हाँ राइट ब्रह्मा का राइट ब्रह्मा का एक दिन में 1000 चतुर्युग है तो उसको जब उसमें 14 मनु का आविर्भाव होता है और एक एक मनु का स्थिति में 71 कल्प होता है ठीक है मतलब जो साधु और भौतिकवादी व्यक्ति ये दोनों का मनोभाव में एकदम विपरीत ये है मनोभाव है उनका आचरण एकदम बिल्कुल विपरीत है इसलिए ये वर्णन हुआ है उनके लिए जो रात है इनके लिए दिन है और उनके लिए जो दिन है इनके लिए वो रात है समझा जैसे जो भगवान का भक्त होते हैं वो क्या अपना सुख चाहते हैं बल्कि जो भौतिकवादी होते हैं वो क्या चाहते हैं?
भौतिकवादी केवल सिर्फ
अपना ही सुख चाहता है। भगवान का भक्त अपना सुख नहीं चाहते हैं, भौतिकवादी अपना सुख चाहते हैं। तो अपना सुख के लिए जो कार्य वो भौतिकवादी के लिए त्याग त्याज्य है। और भौतिकवादी क्या चाहते हैं? दूसरे को भला चाहते हैं और भगवान को सेवा कर चाहते हैं। तो दूसरे को भला और भगवान को सेवा भौतिकवादी के लिए त्याज्य है। और जैसे ये इसका प्रैक्टिकल सेंस में भी तुम देख सकते हो, जो भौतिकवादी होता है वो क्या होता है, क्या करते हैं। मेरा कोई दोस्त था विदेश में पहले, इस आध्यात्मिक मार्ग में आने के पहले, वो लोग रात को जागते थे और एक बाड़ से दूसरा बाड़ में जाता था रात भर, और दिन भर वो सोता था। वो स्टूडेंट्स था, बल्कि वो ऐसा हुई उसका काम था। और वहां पर बार बंद हो जाता है, कोई बार 12 बजे बंद होता है, कोई बार 1 बजे तक खुला रहता है, कोई 2 बजे तक, 4 बजे सब बंद हो जाता है। लास्ट वन इज इन इंग्लैंड यू हैव द सेम काइंड ऑफ सिस्टम राइट। सो एंड दे यूज टू कॉल इट पब हॉपिंग। एक बार के बाद एक दूसरे बार में जाते थे, इसका उसका काम था उन लोगों का। और दिन भर वो सोता था। तो ऐसा ही है लोगों का काम। तो और जो साधु है वो क्या करते हैं? वो 4 बजे सोने को जाता है और हम लोग 4 बजे हमारा दिन शुरू होता है। उसका दिन शुरू होता है रात को 9 बजे, हम 9 बजे सो जाते हैं। तो ऐसे भी हम देखते हैं कि उनका मनोभाव एकदम बिल्कुल अलग होता है, विपरीत होता है। ओके, हरे कृष्णा, गौर प्रेमानंदे, हरे कृष्णा।